This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Supernatural Silver. Here toll free 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Mark,
and you're hearing on this show tonight a sort of a commentary on some of the things that are being discussed at the Libertarian Party presidential debate that's going on right now. It started at 8 o'clock Eastern time. It is going to be aired, I believe, again tonight. I'm not sure if I think it was. I don't know if it's right after or if they're going to air it a second time immediately after, but at least one more time and then another time in the overnight. It will be re-aired on C-SPAN, and I'm sure it will be available on YouTube at some point as it is streaming live right now on Libertarian Channel on YouTube. We'll get to some more of the audio from it here, but the debate is eliciting some of the differences in the studio, where Mark is supporting Gary Johnson, who is a Republican,
supporting Daryl W. Perry.
Oh, you are? Okay, well, that's good, because you're making a lot of excuses for Gary Johnson and some of the very anti-libertarian things that he is saying up on the stage.
I'm just correcting you where you're wrong.
No, I don't think so. You're making excuses for gas taxes. Let's go back, though, to the audio from the debate rather than rehashing what we already talked about.
But if they did, I would sign it. I think that those functions could be taken up by regional banks. That said, it is a rigged game. When banks are able to get money at 0%, they're able to take away our opportunities, for example, from the 2008 financial crisis, where we could have stepped in, those of us that saved money, and actually bought houses at a real bargain, but no, we weren't allowed.
So rather than all of his blather there, I'd like to say what I just saw on the video feed. So right now in the studio here, there's two feeds coming in. There's the video feed from the Libertarian Channel on YouTube and the audio coming in from C-SPAN. So what we're airing here on the air tonight is the C-SPAN audio. The C-SPAN audio is behind the video. So the C-SPAN audio is ahead of the video. So on the video feed, I saw Daryl W. Perry, who's standing next to Gary Johnson on the stage. So you heard Gary's voice there answering that question. So I was watching the end of Daryl's whatever it was that he said before Johnson was speaking there. And Daryl appeared to take a dollar bill out, because they're talking about the Federal Reserve. And it looks like he tore it into pieces on the stage, which I believe is a felony.
I don't know.
I believe purposefully destroying Federal Reserve notes is I don't know if it's a felony, but I believe it is a criminal act. In order to do something like that. So I believe we just
had... I don't suspect they're going to spend much time coming after him for that.
I believe we just had an act of civil disobedience on stage at the Libertarian Party presidential debates, which are happening right now. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE as we continue here with some audio.
Mr. Perry, are there any government cabinet positions you would retain?
No. The question is, which one would I eliminate first? And, well, you know, let's just go alphabetical. That's the easiest way.
Governor Johnson.
Of course, as President of the United States, it's subject to what Congress submits to you at the end of the day. Count on me to sign off on any legislation that abolishes any federal agency. But those that come to mind, if I were the dictator and could wave a magic wand, would be the Department of Commerce, Housing and Urban Development, Education. I realize this is not a cabinet agency, but an agency that Drug Enforcement Administration, NSA. NSA is a is an executive order, 12333, signed under Truman.
When Gary Johnson was the governor of New Mexico, he vetoed more bills than any other governor in the history of the United States.
Yeah, did he let anybody out from prison?
I don't know.
No, I'd heard he'd not.
Okay.
Did he reduce the size of the government?
I don't think he would have claimed, well, yeah, he prevented it from growing.
That's not the same thing as actually reducing the size.
As president, you really can't reduce the size. This is one of the things he's pointing out here and showing a maturity on the stage that I think many of the candidates don't have, is that he at least understands what the president can do.
The president of the United States does actually have the authority to effectively end one institution of the federal government, and that's the DEA, and here's how. We can end the federal war on drugs by instructing the chief of the DEA to set the federal drug schedule of all drugs to zero. This would effectively kick the war on drugs back to the states. And we could end the DEA that way.
Not a bad proposal by Austin Peterson.
Yeah, as I understand from Daryl, he's a pretty good a pretty good libertarian. He's just not that nice of a guy.
Does it pose a threat to Israel? And if so, is that a concern of America?
The Iran deal, where we pay an enemy hundreds of billions of dollars to do what? Build weapons, systems, and ideas to destroy ourselves? We need to get out of the internal affairs of all foreign nations, I'm sorry, and bring our troops home and stop giving military aid. Thank you.
Mr. Perry, the Iran deal.
Despite the fear-mongering, Iran and the companies within Iran were not trying to build nuclear weapons. They were trying to build nuclear energy. The Iran deal allows them to continue doing that. However, there's a lot of U.S. taxpayer money that goes to Iran. So there are parts that are good, parts that are bad. I've not read the document, so I don't know if the good outweighs the bad, but probably not.
One thing
Governor
I can say
Johnson,
about Daryl is that guy consumes this kind of news. He's very well educated on these issues, and they could do a lot worse.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Are you considering a libertarian vote or a third-party vote this year? What would the huge distaste for Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton? Is this the first time you're considering making a move to a third party for a vote? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The candidates are on stage in Orlando at the Libertarian Party National Convention. And Larry Elder, actually, the moderator of the debate.
$165 billion, there will be terrorism funded out of that.
Mr. Peterson.
Well, here comes the wonky journalist who's actually done the research here. The Iran deal was problematic because it was an executive agreement and not an act of Congress. The Senate is supposed to approve and ratify treaties, not the president.
Congress authorized the president to make it.
I believe that we should have free trade with all countries, despite what their status is. Why? Because capitalism brings down tyranny around the world.
Dr. Feldman, the Iran deal?
Behind the Iran deal are two groups of people whose crazy, irrational hatred of each other are putting the whole world at risk of war. I'm talking about Democrats and Republicans.
That's pretty good.
We have plenty of issues here to deal with and plenty of people to trade and help around the world before dealing in the military adventures of other areas. Thank you.
Mr. Perry, President Obama has called the Hiroshima bomb an act of evil. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Whenever you nuke a large city and kill, what was it, millions of people, that's absolutely deplorable. President Obama was the first U.S. president to go to Hiroshima since the bombing. However, he did not apologize, and I will as soon as possible.
Governor Johnson.
That's not going to get a lot of
Libertarian Party
votes.
Convention. These are presidential candidates.
He's not looking to get Republican votes. He's Daryl W. Perry. He's a libertarian running for the Libertarian Party's nomination. He's looking to speak to libertarians, not Republicans. This idea that the libertarians should be some sort of subset of the Republican Party is ridiculous, and it's damaging to the Libertarian Party. It's going to turn off people who otherwise would have been open to finding the ideas of liberty if all they think is, oh, well, that's just those other Republicans. Daryl W. Perry would be insulted by you suggesting that he was in some way looking to reach out to
Republicans. No, I don't think he is.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I'm insulted.
Oh, who cares about you? There certainly be lots of Republicans looking for somebody to vote for this go around. I know you're always
we
insulted.
We need to get libertarians out there so that the ideas of liberty can be explained to the American people, not pander to Republicans or Democrats. It's Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We must stop our own aggression. Tip of Jerry and Drew.
Kenny. Talk show host Larry Elders.
It's Free Talk Live, actually. We're sharing
news. The members of the Libertarian Party rise in opposition to the cult of the omnipotent state. Tyranny is tyranny and hides behind many religions, but the tyrants are doing the hiding. Freedom is the answer. Not more government, not blaming people's religion, because tyranny is the problem.
That's Gerald W. Perry. He's a Free Talk Live host, just answering there from the final of five candidates, answering a question about so-called Islamic terror and whether it is a threat. Many of the candidates on the stage saying the real threat is from the U.S. federal government. The toll-free number here is 855-453. It is Free Talk Live. We're live on Saturday night here. Normally, you know, and it is still open phones as it normally is. Usually on a Saturday night show, we, you know, pick a topic and then we're wall-to-wall phone calls the entire time on that same topic. Tonight, it's a little different. It's the Libertarian Party presidential debate. Our friend and co-host Gerald W. Perry is in that debate.
You're going to hear all about the debates for the other parties, and you know, I think the Libertarians deserve a little bit of airtime.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's C-SPAN gets the coverage, or the credit for the coverage in this case. We're airing from C-SPAN Radio.
Mr. McAfee, could you repeat the question, please? Was it wrong for America to have intervened and fought in World War I? Was it wrong for America to have intervened and fought in World War II?
Well, in World War II, I mean, our entire Pacific fleet was destroyed. We certainly have the right to defend ourselves. What would have happened had we not gotten into the war? In World War I, a far more complex affair, and way beyond my time. I am sorry I do not have the information to answer.
No, I'll handle it.
That's an honest answer.
If the United States hadn't gotten into World War I, there wouldn't have been a World War II.
But you do not have the right to provoke someone to attack you in order to defend yourself. The United States military had boats off the shore of Japan to provoke an attack from Japan so that they could claim self-defense. Was it wrong to intervene? Yes, because I'm not touching you, I'm not touching you, at some point becomes aggression.
Good answer from Darrell W. Perry.
Governor Johnson, was it wrong for America to have intervened in World War I, to have intervened in World War II?
I don't know.
All right.
You like that answer he's given by McAfee?
Fair answer. Darrell so far with the only libertarian answer.
We spend more on our military than the next 15 or so nations combined. How large should our military be? Do we spend too much? Where would you cut?
I tell people I'm not an anarchist or a minarchist. I'm an agnarchist. I'm agnostic. I don't know how big our government should be. I want every
our military.
And military is part of it. I want every American to decide how much of their taxes do they want to use to support their fellow man, and how much to send to our government for drones and surveillance and all the things that support our military industries. We used to manufacture weapons to support our war efforts. Now we manufacture war efforts to support our weapons industries.
Good answer from Mark Allen Feldman, who is, I believe he's a doctor by trade.
Then call him Dr. Feldman.
America claims to love peace, and yet we are the most warlike nation on the planet. Name a country that has not been affected by our military activities directly or indirectly. If you can name one, I'll eat one of my shoes. So they do not exist. We do not need to have troops overseas. We can find a use for them here. Some people may have noticed we have problems, real problems here at home.
Mr. Perry.
We do not need troops in 150-something countries in nearly 900 military bases. I would dare say we do not need a standing army, but at the very least I will say we do not need a standing army funded through theft and coercion. The military should be as big as it can be off of donations and bake sales.
Great answer.
Governor Johnson, we spend more on our military than the next 15 or so nations combined. How large should our military be? Do we spend too much? Where would you cut?
I think we spend more than all the other countries in the world combined.
Pretty close to that.
Just by a little bit, but more than all the other countries in the world combined. I would look to reduce the size of the military, and I don't say defense. I say that it's offense and it's the military. I would be looking to reduce those expenditures by 20%, and that wouldn't be going back but a handful of years. I think you need a real skeptic at the table when it comes to military budgets. The fact that we have 100,000 troops on the ground in Europe, does anybody see the logic in that? And yet,
I bet Republicans would. So maybe he's Johnson's actually alienating himself with some Republicans there, Mark.
That's what I heard from all the Republicans, is Johnson's just too nutty.
So that's why I say it's important to have a principled candidate like Daryl up there who's actually saying,
well, those
hey,
Republicans
if you
can vote for Trump,
hey, if
or
you
they
have
can
a
vote
military,
for Johnson.
If you want to have a military, then just fund it voluntarily. Fund it on a consensual basis. If you like the idea of going around the world and destroying people's lives, then you put your money behind it, but don't force me to put my money behind it. That's a libertarian position, not cut it 20%. While some libertarians will go for Gary Johnson because they feel like he's the watered-down approach and they want to try to win an election, it's, of course, ridiculous to believe that the libertarians are going to win the election, even with a watered-down approach.
I think they might get more. Gary Johnson got more votes than any libertarian in the past, and he may very well get.
But it doesn't matter, Mark, because the goal of the libertarians should not be to get more votes than last year. The goal of the libertarians should be to spread the ideas of liberty so Americans can encounter them for the first time. Many Americans have no idea what a libertarian really is, and it's because of people like Gary Johnson, who've been watering down the message.
Well, I'm all for that, what you're talking about there, Ian. I just haven't lived on a planet where the Libertarian Party has that in mind. What the Libertarian Party seems to be
has
about
in mind.
Trying to spread the ideas of liberty.
Well, then have you ever been a member of the Libertarian Party?
Yes, I was, briefly.
Yeah. Well, the one that I joined was all about spreading the ideas of liberty, and then over time it became a party that was more concerned with their image and more concerned with, getting more votes by watering down their message. And it's turned off people like me. I won't give them a dime of my money anymore because they won't nominate somebody who's principled, and I don't expect them to nominate somebody principled out of this convention this weekend. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm pleasantly surprised, and Daryl W. Perry walks away with the nomination.
If Daryl W. Perry gets the nomination, would you pick up your life membership to the Libertarian Party?
I would consider rejoining the Libertarian Party. I wouldn't do a life membership of it because that would be way too big of a commitment. It could swing back to being, a more watered down party in one more year. So, no, I would definitely not rejoin as a life member.
Is there another candidate besides Daryl W. Perry that you would consider acceptable? You would then say, yeah, I'll rejoin the Libertarian Party if they nominate another candidate.
I don't know. I'd have to think about that. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453.
That's a fair answer.
Yep, 855-450-3733. You can join us here, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. I can tell you this, though. Daryl W. Perry is going to be on the ballot in New Hampshire, regardless of whether or not he receives the Libertarian Party's nomination. He'll be on as an independent candidate for president. So, regardless of what happens in Orlando, I'll still get to vote for Daryl. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist,
author of 85 books and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6. And these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can also, of course, join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Could you use up to $35,000? There's no need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes. LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details will vary. See LoanUS.com for more details. As we are sharing some of the audio from the Libertarian Party presidential debate, it's happening live right now from Orlando, Florida. We're going to continue with Daryl W. Perry and John McAfee, Gary Johnson, Austin Peterson.
Mr. Peterson.
And Mark.
When does life begin? At what point has a pregnancy gone so far that it should be a crime for a woman to have an abortion?
Well, I am not a scientist or a doctor. I do not know when life begins. I believe it most likely begins at conception. And that means that all humans deserve the same right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that includes the unborn.
Now, this is an issue that divides many libertarians.
It divides the studio.
Should be some interesting answers here.
Dr. Peterson? Dr. Feldman, when does life begin? At what point has a pregnancy gone so far that it should be a crime for a woman to have an abortion?
I have my own very firm religious convictions. I don't mix dairy products and meat products, but I don't think a cheeseburger should be illegal. We have a pro-life community. They should be able to enforce their rules on their community. We have a pro-choice community. They should be able to enforce their views on their community. And if they want to spread their message, they should invite other people by example to show what a wonderful community they have. It's not the job of government.
All right, pretty libertarian answer there from Feldman.
I agree with him.
Mr. McAfee, when does life begin? At what point has pregnancy gone so far that it should be a crime for a woman to have an abortion?
I have no idea when life begins, and I don't think anyone here does either. I do know what it means to be with a woman who is forced to face this choice, and I do know that at a certain point, certainly early on, the fetus is indistinguishable from the body of the woman, connected by the same blood, fed by the same nutrition. It is an extraordinary complex problem, but until you are faced with that issue as a woman or as the father, you know, it is your choice. It is your choice.
All right. John McAfee.
Mr. Perry.
The question of abortion is one that is intended to just divide us. I do know that government should not be involved. Money should not be stolen from anyone to pay for any abortion or any abortion alternative services.
Good answer from Darrell W. Perry. Very libertarian. Get the government out of it.
Mr. Perry, is there a point beyond which, in your opinion, a pregnancy should be illegal?
You can terminate a pregnancy without killing the unborn child. And I believe that people should be allowed to adopt said unborn child should they want to do so.
Governor Johnson.
I don't think that most people realize that the law of the land is Casey versus Planned Parenthood. And what the law of the land says is that a woman has the right to have an abortion up to the point of viability of the fetus. And the Supreme Court defines that as being able to sustain the life of the fetus outside of the womb, even if by artificial means. That's the law of the land. That said, I don't think there should ever be criminal penalties against a woman. And that said, how can there be any more difficult choice than having an abortion? The issue should only be with the woman involved, and I support the woman in making that most difficult of choice.
Good answer from Gary Johnson. Pretty decent answers there from the candidates on stage at the Orlando Libertarian Party National Convention. It's happening right now. Let's go to James. He's in Arizona, listening online via TuneIn. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Anybody that thinks the issue of abortion isn't meant to divide us is as stupid as it stupid is. But just as comparing dead cow meat to instant nascent life, human life, that is actually even more stupid. And I'm disappointed in Larry Elder for not correcting your minister friend there for grotesquely exaggerating the number of victims of the Hiroshima and Nagasaki. He multiplied it by 20, literally. More people.
Why does the number matter?
Because 100,000 people being terminated over the course of 2 days to end the worst war ever in human history, and multiplying it by million, by 100, is intellectually dishonest and purposefully dishonest.
It's a debate. It's live. Sometimes people get things wrong.
He didn't multiply it by 100. I think he said millions, not 100 million.
Mark, didn't I say the moderator, I named him, should have corrected the record.
Okay.
But then if I were to do that, then that means that by hand, 4 years before World War II was even started in Pearl Harbor by the Japs, then I should say it's okay to say that 30 million people in Nanking were literally raped, tortured, and literally chopped to death by hand by the Japs. No,
terrible things happened in the on the mainland Asia between the Japanese and Chinese.
Elaborate on that point.
Sure, go for it.
It wasn't between the Chinese, by the way, Mark. The Japs started it. The Chinese weren't doing anything to the Japs.
Oh, yeah. Wars just started for no reason.
Yes, the Japs were 100% at fault for it starting. The Chinese weren't at fault at all. They defended themselves. Anyway.
These things go back a long time.
Actually, they go back so recent in human history that I know people that were there. I'm genetically related to them. It's not generations ago. It's literally in my own family's lifetime. So it's not that long ago. And some people haven't forgotten about it.
As a libertarian, I don't think anyone...
That's not the point I'm trying to make. The point I'm trying to make here, James, is that you can't just pull out a piece of history and say, look, look at it. Look, 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 look. You have to kind of take it in context.
Yes, you can, because you can take Hiroshima that our president disgracefully called as evil and look at it in context as to what we did after that context of why it was dropped.
It's evil to murder innocent people, whether it's 100,000, 10,000.
I completely agree with you. We're there, Ian Bernard. I never advocated the murder of innocent people, ever. Never will, and anybody that does should be erased.
Wait, so dropping a bomb on innocent people isn't murdering them?
It's killing innocent people. And who are at fault for those bombs being dropped? The evil empire of Japan and their
not the people
warlords.
The people are not at fault for what their government does. Thank you for the call tonight. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. I do not take any responsibility for what the government does. If I die in some sort of fiery hellfire because I was, you know, some missile was launched at my home by some government, I wouldn't blame, or I would hope that the people who were alive after me would not blame the innocent people of those governments who initiated those conflicts. The people are the ones who are the pawns of the governments. They're the ones manipulated by the governments to fight in their wars and to fund their wars. But ultimately, most people barely even know what's going on outside of their own home and their own life.
There's an interesting sort of twist to the droppings of the A-bombs. Is the United States leafleted several cities warning that they were going to drop these bombs. And I think that adds a kind of interesting layer to the conundrum.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The Libertarian Party is holding its presidential debate. This happens every 4 years where would-be candidates for the Libertarian Party are on stage right now, including Darrell W. Perry. His campaign website, by the way, we haven't given that out yet tonight. It's darrellwperry.com. He is running as the Libertarian in the race. There are some who are doing a pretty good job, though. I got to give some credit to John McAfee. And even Austin Peterson has seemed to have gotten his answers down pretty good.
Johnson's not doing badly either.
Johnson is, you know, he's okay, but he's not great. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here on this live Saturday edition of the program. You can, of course, bring up anything you want. Comment on the Libertarian Party if you wish. That's sort of been the focus of the show here tonight as the debate is going on right now on the stage in Orlando, Florida at the Libertarian Party's National Convention. Our own Daryl W. Perry is in the debate with four other candidates, although for whatever reason, the Libertarian Party did not actually put the names of the candidates on the podium. So you're just looking at a glance, you don't really know who they are unless you happen to know, or maybe C-SPAN is titling it. But on the feed I'm watching on YouTube, I'm not seeing any titles as far as who it is that's actually speaking at any given moment. But regardless, we continue. I don't know what the issue at the moment is that they're discussing. We're going to continue sharing some of the audio with you, courtesy of C-SPAN Radio. It's Ian and Mark in the studio tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, sharing audio from the Libertarian Party presidential debate.
A lot of them said, hey, the law is the law. I'd sentence him to death. Some said, well, I don't know. I mean, the best answer of all was, you know what? If I had that situation, I would have to resign because I would believe that unethically that I could not administer that sentence.
Okay. Best answer,
they got jobs. They oftentimes got the appointment.
Mr. Peterson? What kind of justice would you put on the Supreme Court, and would you hold hearings, should Congress hold hearings on Obama's nomination?
Okay.
Yes, Congress should obey the law, but when I am President of the United States next year, let's put my old buddy, Judge Andrew Napolitano, on the Supreme Court.
I support that.
He used to work with Judge Napolitano at Fox News.
Yeah, he was a producer or something.
Obviously, crowd pleaser.
I would appoint a justice with a keen mind, a big heart, a stiff spine, and a knowledge and respect for our Constitution. As far as Obama's nomination of a justice, I want to support the Congress's firm right to do nothing. It's the one thing they do well.
That's Mark Allen Feldman speaking there.
He doesn't do
Mr.
that.
Mr. McAfee.
What good can any judge do if our system of law is broken? There exists in America more laws than an average reader could read, reading 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 600 years.
It's true.
Please, why don't we have a budget for law? And every time you throw one in, you have to throw one out. We got by with 10 for thousands of years. So does it matter if we have a broken legal system created by Congress? Jesus could not judge properly.
John McAfee.
Libertarian candidates for
and
president of the
C-SPAN
United
announcer States. Breaking in there. Gerald W. Perry, I believe, is next.
Right on cue.
As someone dressed like Jesus crosses the room.
I know he's in the house. Mr. Perry. Mr. Perry.
Yes, Congress should hold hearings. They should also vote, but I would say vote him down, not because I want to play partisan politics, but because all of the justices that are being nominated are all horrible statists. As far as who would I nominate for a Supreme Court vacancy, well, there's a great Supreme Court judge in the state of Arizona who is a libertarian, Clint Bolick. He's a co-founder of the Institute for Justice. He would stand up for your liberty, and I would put him on the Supreme Court as soon as possible.
All right.
Yep. But he's probably the next president is probably going to have four appointments, so there's room for Napolitano still.
No, why? How do you? I mean, you're predicting deaths or what?
These people are old, dude.
Okay.
Old.
So what is it? What's the gambling thing where you gamble on when someone's going to die?
Deadpool.
The Deadpool, yeah, Deadpool.
The Democrats are not the problem. It is the belief in the authority of the federal government. In order for us to have a freer society, the problem is not with the two-party system. The problem is with the idea that we are in a left-right paradigm. It's black and white thinking. We cannot always blame the parties for our problems. The problem is the government.
That's Austin Peterson. Answering my question.
Dr. Feldman, if 83% of law professors are Democrats, is this a problem?
Well, the Democrats have tyrants, they have oppressors, they have demagogues, and I assume they have some good people. I think that hopefully those professors have been appointed for a reason, and I'm sure that just like the Democrats and Republicans, once we have a libertarian president, I think we'll hear all across Congress and Senate, that's great, because I always was a libertarian.
Mr. McAfee, reportedly 83% of all law professors are Democrats. How big of a problem is this?
I've been sued over 200 times, so whether they are Democrats or Republicans does not seem to matter to me. I believe that rather they are all the left hand of Satan. My apologies, I can't answer better.
John McAfee.
Mr. Perry.
Since I despise Republicans and Democrats equally, I'm not concerned about how many are Democrats. I'm concerned about how many of them are horrible statists. The problem is not the political affiliation of the lawyers or the law professors. It's that we have a system that requires us to have so many lawyers.
The United States has more lawyers
Governor
than the other country.
Governor Johnson, if 83% of law professors are Democrats, how big of a problem is this?
Well, I think that 83% of all professors are Democrats. And how big a problem is this? You know what? I think libertarians probably agree with those professors about 75% of the time. This is the opportunity we have here to bring together those professors. That's the opportunity we have here to bring together those Democrats along with smaller government. Look, we get to a T in the road when it comes to economics. But if we can agree on so much, you know what? The discussion then opens up to how government is oppressive, to how government is tyrannical, and how we can change to have and actually accomplish lesser government.
A good answer from Johnson talking about Doctor, being able to reach out to people in other political parties on what we agree on.
Her child to school, should the government intervene?
Yes, the government should send some people over there to see what a great job they're doing.
Mr. McAfee.
No, sir.
Mr. Perry.
Can you repeat the question, please?
I'm sorry?
Can you repeat the question?
If a parent chooses not to send his or her child to school, should the government intervene?
Absolutely not. The government should not be concerned about where a child is or is not at any given time. The government should not be running the schools. The government should not be intervening when people decide to let their child walk down the street to go to the playground.
It happens.
Governor Johnson.
My kid doesn't go to school.
No, the government shouldn't intervene, but what we should have is we should be encouraging educational entrepreneurs to be able to have a crack at being able to educate that child in a way that would suit the parents. I just see an incredible opportunity in this country that has gone unmissed. Look. I think education should be at the state level to start with, 50 laboratories of innovation and best practice. But the states that are going to show the best practice are when they involve competition for public education that would reach out to this kid and perhaps satisfy the parents in a way that they're currently not being addressed at all.
Decent answer from Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico.
Mr. Peterson. For too long and too often, public education has been about indoctrination. No, absolutely not. The government should not. I believe in homeschooling. I do believe in vouchers. And I think that we should have a separation of education and state.
Well, vouchers are not a separation of education and state. Vouchers give the state the opportunity to control private education, and that's the problem, a big problem with the voucher program. It doesn't
end taxes.
That's
how it's implemented, but a voucher doesn't necessarily, I mean, it wouldn't necessarily mean that, right? Like, it's just saying, hey, we want to give every kid a certain amount of money to make sure they go to school, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I suppose you could do it in a way that it hasn't been implemented thus far. But,
sure.
You know, the state loves to control things.
Yes, they do.
And so this, you know, these voucher programs give them the excuse to set curriculum,
yep.
to set requirements.
They say, we're the ones funding it. Of course, they're not. The
right.
taxpayers are.
To set, you know, what you got to have on the lunch tray. I mean, they can put all kinds of restrictions onto those vouchers. So I don't know how long this debate's going to continue. I know that
it's not going to continue on here.
Not on this show because we're wrapping things up here. Of course, we'll be back tomorrow night for the live Sunday edition of the show. And I did ask Gerald W. Perry to check in with us at some point this weekend, but he's been so busy, it's you know, he hasn't had a chance to do that. So maybe we'll be able to get a post-convention recap from him tomorrow night. Certainly at the latest Monday night when he'll be back in our studio. Anyway, I don't know how long this is going to go on, but C-SPAN is covering the debate as it happens live in Orlando. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.